T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 6:30 here on a Friday morning. Now, beg your pardon, Ted's not with us this morning. I'm doing the anchor work today, now partly cloudy and 8 degrees. Republican Senator Ted Cruz responds to media coverage of a Wednesday trip he made with his family from their home state of Texas to sunny Cancun, Mexico, as millions of Texans suffered without power after a raging winter storm. After returning to Texas, he says he was only trying to take care of his family after being without power for 2 days.
I was trying to be a dad, and all of us have made decisions. When you've got two girls who have been cold for two days and haven't had heat or power, and they're saying, hey, look, we don't have school. Why don't we go? Let's get out of here. I think there are a lot of parents that'd be like, all right, if I can do this, great. That's what I wanted to do.
Senator Cruz says it was a mistake and that in hindsight, he wouldn't have made the trip. The Wichita Police Department has made an arrest in a New Year's Day homicide.
Police said in a statement, 22-year-old Dijon Smith of Wichita was arrested on a charge of first-degree murder in the death of 26-year-old Nicholas Sims. It happened around 4 in the morning on January 1st in the 2600 block of North Billinger. Investigators say about 50 people were having a party in the home when an argument broke out between Sims and Smith. That argument moved outside of the home where Sims was shot by Smith. The investigation is ongoing, and the case will be presented to the Sedgwick County District Attorney's Office. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The University of Kansas plans to eliminate its humanities department and 2 undergraduate degrees because of low enrollment. Provost Barbara Bickelmeyer says,
in addition, 7 other undergraduate degrees with low enrollment will be merged with other degrees. 6 low enrollment programs will continue, the Lawrence Journal World reported. The university will discontinue its humanities department, along with degrees in visual art education and humanities, Bickelmeyer told the Kansas Board of Regents. Discontinuing the visual art education degree would save about $100,000, and eliminating the humanities degree would save about $400,000, she said. The 15 programs cited by Bickelmeyer did not meet the board's requirements of having a 5-year average of 10 graduates or a 5-year average of at least 25 juniors and seniors in the program.
Kansas Information Network's Danielle Norwood. Republicans in Georgia's state house are sponsoring a sweeping election reform bill.
The bill comes after a surge in absentee ballots helped Democrats win the presidential election and 2 Senate runoffs in the once reliably red state. It would require a photo ID for absentee voting and limit the time when an absentee ballot could be requested. The measure would also restrict where ballot drop boxes could be placed and limit the use of mobile voting units. It would also ban counties from holding early voting on Sundays. That day is popular among black churchgoers who vote during Polls to the Polls events. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Health officials in Florida say 2 young women dressed like grannies in an attempt to get the COVID vaccine.
Orange County, Florida Health Officer Dr. Raul Pino says the young ladies put on bonnets and gloves in their failed attempt to get vaccinated. It was their ID cards that gave them away. Florida gives vaccine priority to elderly people. Pino says sheriff's deputies were called to give the Gen Zers trespassing warnings, but no further action was taken against them. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Wichita sports and business executive Steve Shod tells KNSS News for many years, he has battled the highs and lows of bipolar disorder. He discovered his illness is a chemical imbalance in the brain and can be treated with medication.
Well, not quite a year now. Then I've been highly productive, pretty good energy, no bouts of depression. As my dad would say, just even keel, not too high, not too low, just running easy.
Steve Shod is our guest this weekend on Issues 2021, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Another cold start to the day here in Wichita, but temperatures are going to be trending a little bit higher this afternoon. Yesterday we got to 30, today 32 for the high. Partly cloudy overnight, our low 19, sunny and breezy on Saturday with a high 36, freezing drizzle early Sunday and 42. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 8 degrees. We have a southwest wind at 5 miles per hour. 636, 98, 7, and 1330 KNSS, Steve and Ted in the morning. Today is Friday, February 19th, 2021. On this date in 2008, an ailing Fidel Castro resigned the Cuban presidency. After nearly a half century in power, his brother Raul was later named to succeed him. You know, in those dictatorships, you can serve for 50 years there without any problem. Residents and municipal teams have spent the day cleaning up a Sicilian village near Mount Etna after Europe's most active volcano spewed lava, ashes, and volcanic stones. The eruption forced a temporary closure of Sicily's Catania Airport, a frequent occurrence when Etna is in an active phase. But since Tuesday's volcanic activity was largely expected, areas surrounding the crater were secured and there were no reported injuries or deaths.
Good.
Nearby residents said the eruption was unusual in that big chunks of volcanic stones carpeted the area, not just ash. Driving motorbikes and scooters was forbidden Wednesday in the village of Padara, and the speed limit for cars was reduced to keep ash from spreading. So Mount Etna's still active. And they know when it's going to erupt, and they know what to do next. How about that?
Well, advances in volcanology. Good stuff.
Is it volcanology?
Yep.
You're talking about Vulcans like in Star Trek? No, that's not the same thing.
Not quite.
Not exactly the same thing. All right. All right. Last night, in the spirit of eating meat and for my good friend and pleasing my good friend Tom Leffler, my wife made me a quiche.
Yay!
And she makes a quiche that's dynamite. Got cream cheese in it, you know. It's got
good stuff.
Mushrooms and just, oh man, it's tasty. I know it ain't meat, but I guess you can't have it all the time.
Nope.
Time for the KNSS Commodities Update. Breaker bum steer, Tom Leffler with us this morning. Good morning, sir.
Well, good morning, Steve and Jad. Well, we've got $114 cash cattle trade taking place in our 5 area feed yards. And this afternoon at 2 o'clock is our cattle on feed report. Now, after early session two-sided trading yesterday, the cattle turned and closed negative. The live cattle had their lowest trade of the past 4 sessions to almost some contracts the lowest in 2 weeks. The feeder futures had their lowest trade of the past 4 to 5 sessions. Now, despite the lower trade of the corn and the soybean futures, our cattle were not able to rally to the upside yesterday. Now, lean hogs traded mixed, closed positive, and made a few more new contract highs. On the close, April live cattle $1.22 lower at $122.92. March feeders down 22 cents at $138.20. And April lean hogs 2 cents higher at $84.92. Now, the USDA Outlook Forum estimates U.S. corn planting at 92 million acres and soybeans at 90 million acres. Only the wheat futures closed on the positive side yesterday. Now, Mato Grosso, Brazil, soybean harvest is now completed by 40%. Today is expiration of the March grain and soybean options. At the moment, March KC wheat's 2.5 cents higher at 6.39 and a quarter. March corn a penny higher at 5.51 and a quarter. And March soybeans up 5 and a quarter at 13.80 and a quarter. April crude oil trading 99 cents lower at 59.54. April gold down $4 at 1,771. The March S&P 16 points higher at 3,925.5. March dollar index 35 cents lower at $90.25. And March Dow Jones futures up 92 points at 31,523. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, how are things in Augusta with the streets? Any pretty good shape? Have we seen some melting over there?
Oh, yeah, we've had melting. Our main streets are in good shape. Side streets, you know, there's still some areas there, you know, it just hasn't melted enough yet. But everything's getting a lot better. And by this weekend, I hope things are looking a lot better. We get some warmer temperatures.
Oh, yeah, I think so. But they say, or they used to say, that real men don't eat quiche. Is that something you would agree with there?
I don't know. I will eat almost anything that's put in front of me, Steve.
Well, yeah, kind of like me, right? As long as it's cooked well enough and I don't have to pay for it.
That's right. That's exactly right.
How about liver and onions?
You know, that's one thing. I love onions, and I've never been able to eat liver and onions.
Oh,
I don't know
God.
Why. I just can't handle the liver for some reason.
Oh, no, the liver is just awful. I mean, I think the first week we were married, Shelley put a plate of liver and onions in front of me, and I said, you know, if you're going to stay married, don't ever, ever serve that to me again. And she hasn't, bless her heart. I just found it revolting. You know, but there's,
man, it sounds like that lady had a way out and she didn't take it.
Yeah, she did. She had several opportunities. Jad's over there chuckling. Come on, Jad. Yeah, she's a peach, and I'm lucky to have her. But don't tell her that, because I've already given her a couple of diamonds, and who knows what she'll want next if she thinks I actually appreciate her. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
To stay married successfully, you got to just, you know, those compliments and those nice sayings. You got to kind of,
oh yeah.
You got to kind of parse them out to the wife.
You got that right, Steve.
You do too much at once, they'll think you're crazy. Anyway,
that's right too.
All right, Tom. Have a good weekend. Thank you, sir. 6:41, Steve and Ted, the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler. Next up, Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. What the heck is going on? Don asks, and he has spent a lot of time coming up with that tease. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.